Time now to welcome in head coach Doug Peterson. Our exclusive one-on-one with the head coach presented by Wawa. Doug, congratulations on the win on Monday Night Football. What was the environment like for you?
Great environment. It's Chicago's always one of my favorite cities to not only play in but to visit, and I had a lot of great history from playing there, you know, with the Packers and having some great matchups. But great to take our football team there against a good football team. To play as well as we did. We struggled early, you know, obviously offensively. I thought defense kind of kept us in the game, and then we were able to make some plays in the second half, and guys played well, and we were fortunate to come away with that win.
When you are watching the Philadelphia Eagles defense, what is standing out to you?
I tell you, the one of the biggest things is we're moving the quarterback off of his set points, and we're tenacious off the ball. I think we're, you know, attacking the run game and you know, creating turnovers. I mean, that's the biggest thing is getting hands on the football and three last night, and it's fun to watch our guys out there and watch them play fast and aggressive and tenacious and get after quarterbacks and running backs. But at the same time, you know, they're playing very, very disciplined, discipline within the scheme of what Coach Schwartz is teaching, and it's fun to watch him.
Nigel Bradham is a player who not a lot of people talked about when the Eagles signed him in free agencies. Seemed to have had two really good games. A lot of tackles, big interception on Monday night. Your thoughts on his play?
His play, it just shows up every week. He's a consistent player. He's a special teams player as well, and you know, comes to work every day, rolls his sleeves up, and puts in a good day's work. And solid, obviously one of the guys that has stepped up as a leader of the football team, especially on defense. Been really, really pleased with how he's played the last couple of weeks.
Next up, it's Pittsburgh. They have everything on offense, don't they?
They do. They got a tremendous starts with their quarterback, obviously, and good offensive line, runners, receivers. You know, we all know about 84 and the plays he's making over the last couple of seasons. And defensively, it's a bend but don't break defense. They got good personnel built to stop the run, and it's going to be a good test for our football team.
What do you want to see from your defense in this one? I mean, how I would imagine they want to say, look, Cleveland's one thing, Chicago's another thing, Pittsburgh's offense is at an entirely different level. This is really a chance for us to make a statement.
It is, and you want to see obviously some of the same things that we've done in the first couple of games. We got to get after Ben. We can't just let him sit back there. He'll pick anybody apart. Doesn't matter who you're playing, and then disrupt him. We got to tackle Ben if we can get a chance to tackle him. And you know, offensively, it's just going to come down again to our execution. Again, like I said, they don't do a ton on defense. It's not like a mixing fronts and personnel and all that. They keep it very simple. You know, Coach Butler does a nice job there on defense, and it allows his guys to play hard and fast and aggressive. And we got to protect the football like we've done the first two games. If we can get our hands on it defensively, we got to do that. And then, you know, each week you talk about special teams, and at some point we got to get us a nice return, possibly for a touchdown, and keep our keep our third downs to manageable third downs. I thought we've been in too many long situations on third down, and we do that, then you give yourselves a chance to win the football game.
You've got the league highest number of time of possession. You have zero turnovers. Why is this offense clicking?
Well, I just think it's things that we've plays we're running all the way back to OTAs. It's things that are familiar to the guys. It's amazing that you got a young rookie quarterback that's protecting the ball as well as he is. Guys are working hard for him. Guys are making plays down the field. You know, the ability to run the football, Ryan, Darren, Kenyon, Wendell, these guys are 100-yard, as a group, 100-yard collectively rushing the ball each week. You know, 39 minutes and 36 minutes on the last two games. I mean, it's kind of unheard of. But, part of that, too, is we've been able to overcome some either big third downs or big fourth downs and stay on the football field. And that obviously aids in the time of possession. And then, You know, the other thing is we got to score touchdowns and not field goals. And we get in the red zone. And, you know, Monday night we kicked too many field goals in the first half when we had chances for touchdowns. And we've got to clean that up.
Doug, people talk about Carson in these glowing terms. He is a rookie, though. So are there rookie things showing up when you're watching him playing these first two games?
There are.
Like what kind of stuff?
Like get out of bounds when you're scrambling and don't take those extra hits. You know, those are things we talk about all the time. You got to remember, you're not in college. These guys hit, and they're bigger, faster, stronger here at this level. So those are some things that we need to continue to monitor and get those cleaned up with him. And then just sometimes where's discipline of his eyes? Where are his eyes on certain progressions? But, you know, other than that, there's not a – you know, he's doing a nice job in the huddle. You know, we've used a wristband the last couple of weeks, which helps in the speed of play calling for him.
So he wears a wristband with how many plays?
We could have, you know, 90 plays possibly on the wristband, you know, depending on the week.
What does that do? Can you kind of explain the mechanics of it?
Well, it's a three panel, you know, it's a front and then with the Velcro, it's got two inside. And basically it's just taking the call sheet that I have and run and pass. So it's not always an indicator that the wristband's a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And just let him, it just helps him call the play. You know, we can be very wordy in this offense. It allows him to, and really from my standpoint too, as a play caller, it allows me to get the play in faster. And then he can just read it right off the wristband and it saves time at the line of scrimmage. So it's been very helpful. It's really the first time I've used a wristband in my career. I like it, and it's something we'll continue each week.
Is two games into the season now a time where you say, maybe teams are looking for tendencies? Is two games long enough where you establish tendencies? And if so, how do you guard against that?
Yeah, two games, and when you have so many plays offensively that like we've had the last couple of weeks, it certain things will begin to show up. And you know, now it's time to really self-scout. And it's okay to run the same formations and personnel groupings as long as you have different things off of that. We've got to, you know, offensively, we got to monitor and sort of police ourselves that way and begin to start not reinventing the offense, but putting guys in different positions to run the same plays.
Last one, Coach. You've run four plays on fourth down. Are you a riverboat gambler kind of guy? Is it an individual at the moment decision? How do you approach fourth downs?
You know, I approach it as where we are in the field. You know, once you cross that 50-yard line, you get in that area of the long, long field goals. Now, we were fortunate. We got the 54-yarder the other night, and that was a great kick by Caleb. But, you know, other than that, you're in that long field goal range, and you really, if you miss it, now their offense is starting up around midfield. If you make it, great on a field goal. If you punt it, it goes in the end. There's just too many variables that could happen. And fourth and two, fourth and three, fourth and fours give you a chance to stay on the football field. Our guys have done an excellent job of that. We did a, you know, a fourth and six the other night and late in the game, and you know, fourth and goal at the one, and you know, in those situations, it's to me like a no brainer. I think it also sends a great message to your team that I've got confidence in them, and when you make them, it not only fires you up offensively, but your defense feeds off of that as well.
Doug Peterson, thanks so much. Good luck against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field.